Yes, indeed, it is Near FM, and you are listening to Donal Tarrant here on the Monday edition of Northside Today, and you're into the final segment of the first show of the week. Now, I am joined on the line by Rabib Mirza from the Muslim Association of Ireland. Good afternoon, Rabib. How are you?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for, again, having me, and I'm excellent.
And I am delighted to speak to you again. Unfortunately, it's over the phone this time, not in person, but we will put that to right in the future. Rabib, we're going to chat today about, we'll say, for the youth side of your organisation, and they have really been reaching out to various groups all over the communities over the Christmas period. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, so within our community, the Ahmadiyya Muslim Association Ireland, we have three auxiliary organizations. So one of those organizations is the youth organization, and primarily over this, you can say this Christmas period or the winter holidays, they have been engaged in a lot of humanitarian work and goodwill work. So throughout this period, they have visited, Garda stations, nursing homes, churches, fire stations. For example, here in Lucan, we also helped set up the Lucan Village Christmas Light Festival as well. So the organization team requested for us to, that if we were able to help, and, we gave our services for that. So the whole purpose behind this is to, shower a little bit of goodwill, share a little goodwill and seasonal greetings, and also extend, prayers for the new year to come. So this was just a little bit of the humanitarian work or humanitarian services that we've tried to do within these winter holidays.
And Rabib, can I ask you, would... Number one, in fact, I'll ask you two questions, and it'll give you a decent time to reply. What age group are we talking about when we're talking about the youth side of the organisation? And number two, would any of them have had previous experience of going out and meeting people like that in the community? Because I would imagine that, if you were doing this for the first time, it's a pretty daunting experience.
Yeah. So, if I heard the first question correctly, was it what is the youth organization?
No. What's the age profile? Between what age and what age?
Yeah, absolutely. So the age profile for our youth organization, there's two subsections. There's one which is of the youth between 7 to 15. And then the elder, you can say, group is from 15 to 40. They have both these two, if you want to put subsections, they have their own events that they do throughout the year. This is not the first time that we've been doing this. Ever since we've established our youth organization, obviously during the initial years, when our community was, it was growing. So in the initial years, it was on a very small scale. But now, because we've extended, our scope, so we've not only done, these visits within the Dublin area, but, in Longford, Cork, Galway, so all these areas have also been covered, and the youth within those areas, they've also done some sort of outreach work in this work where, they're giving goodwill to, the people that are actually, civil servants, they're serving the nation. So just to give a sense of appreciation for what they do, like in the nursing homes and the Garda, they have, extremely tense situations sometimes. The fire stations as well. So just as a small, token of appreciation for the services that they are doing to Ireland and this country, we try to share a little bit of joy and happiness with them. So there were some of our youth, definitely, that it was the first time for them. But, you know, this is a good way to train them and get them engaged in this field as well, so that when, you know, they reach older ages, the youth that come after them, they can actually train them, you know, they can guide them that we used to do this, and you lot need to try to expand on what we've done in the past.
And can I ask you, Rabib, what was the feedback like from the organizations? Was it all positive? Was there any negativity at all?
No, actually, it was all positive. They actually gave us very positive feedback. They said that, you know, it's wonderful that a Muslim community is reaching out to us in this manner, and, you know, they are appreciating our work. So it was all positive. I don't believe there was any negative feedback as such. And obviously, as far as I've been told, but generally the feedback from all, you know, the Garda stations, the nursing homes, they really appreciated, you know, the small tokens that we were gifting them with. So it was overall, it was a very good experience and a very good way to engage with the, you know, local community as well.
And can I ask you, Rabib, is this a Dublin-centric initiative or is it a nationwide one?
No, it's actually a nationwide one. So this, the youth, because we have, you know, we've divided Ireland from a sort of, if you want to say, from a logistics point of view or from management point of view, into six areas. So those youth that live within those areas, they will try to go out and, you know, they would do these humanitarian works within that very area. So it's not only limited to Dublin, but also Cork, the Longford area, Limerick. So all these areas are covered as well, Galway. So all these areas are covered within this time frame.
And can I ask you, Rabib, on maybe on a wider question, and not really what we're here to talk about, but when I have you, as the saying in Ireland, I'll make use of you. The attitude in Ireland towards Muslims, from the length of time that you were here, do you find it changing? Now, I can fully appreciate that an initiative like this would certainly change some minds. But overall, do you find that the attitude towards Muslims is changing in this country? You know, and I mean, I would hope that your answer is in the affirmative, because I would hope that we are changing as a nation and as we evolve and open up to the world anyway.
Of course, you see, in Ireland at the moment, but not only in Ireland as well, you know, the political climate as such all over the world is that, you know, the Muslims are being, or Muslims in general, they're being looked upon with a negative perception. So the thing is that within Ireland, I feel that it's not so much. There are a few individuals, and obviously they do it for, you know, the vested interest that, you know, nowadays we see that there's a rise in the right-wing organizations, and, you know, they're using this for their advantage, you know, to further, you know, the political agendas and the political manifestos, you know, such as immigration and so on and so forth. So I feel that the Irish in particular, when I've spoken to them, they've always seemed to come across as being very friendly and very understanding. And the reason for this is because many a times they themselves have said in front of me that we have gone through this period as well, that just due to a fraction of people or certain individuals, the whole nation is branded as being terrorists or extremists. So they have sympathized with us. They have shown empathy that, yes, we do understand that, unfortunately, the world is painting a negative picture in regards to Islam. However, we who have gone through this, we totally understand that it's only a very minor group and, you know, it's a very minor fraction of people that desire to use Islam as a means to further their political agenda and, you know, their barbarity and extremist ideologies. So in the sense that definitely Ireland is changing, and you know, for the good as well. But unfortunately, again, it's the responsibility of the media to show that there are, you know, there are good Muslims. You know, it's not always that the negativity is shown. I mean, when unfortunately, you know, this Lisa Smith came back, you know, all of the papers, you know, had the front page articles were all about her. But you know, Muslims that are doing good deeds and they're trying to integrate within society. They're trying to bring joy and happiness to society. They're trying to serve their countries and show appreciation to their country. They never get the front page. So this, I think this definitely, this attitude also needs to change as well. But at the end of the day, as I said before, the Irish are in this manner, they're very sympathizing and they're very understanding in regards to the state that the Muslims are facing these days.
Yeah, and of course, it's, you know, and it's something that we pointed out very forcibly, Rabib, the day you were in with me a couple of months back, that Muslim extremists have killed a lot more Muslims than they have Christians. So, you know, just that people should be aware of that fact as well. And it's no harm, I think, to reiterate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that, you know, these terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, you know, they've been born out of, they've been born for the sake of geopolitics. That's it. They have no agenda for spreading the true teachings of Islam, which is of love and peace. All they want to do is they just want to, for geopolitical reasons and for their vested interests, they want to try to occupy some sort of land. But again, as you so rightfully mentioned, that they have killed more Muslims, you know, and this shows that what they want, you know, they say that they want to spread the true Islam, whereas, you know, Islam has never said to kill any human being. Islam has taught that to kill one person is akin to killing the whole of humanity. So these are the beautiful teachings of Islam in regards to the sanctity of life. But unfortunately, these people are totally unaware of the true teachings of Islam. All they want is just to instill some sort of fear in the hearts of people, and that's not what Islam talks about. You know, these humanitarian services that we are trying to extend in the country or further this cause, this is also a very crucial teaching of Islam, because Islam has promoted two fundamental concepts. The first is that you fulfill the dues and rights of God Almighty, and the second is that you fulfill the rights of His creation. So the rights of His creation are that you express love to one another, you show love and affection to one another, you show appreciation to the people that are serving your nation, and also the Islam has taught us that love for your country is an integral part of your faith. So this is also one way that we are expressing love for our country, that we are showing affection to the people that are serving this country as well. So these are the true teachings of Islam, and unfortunately these terrorist groups, they're totally unaware and unacquainted with these teachings.
And tell me, Rabib, what's the next plan now, or have you more projects for these young people to engage in?
So what we do is, you know, every year we hold a gathering, and you can say an annual convention for the youth. So that's a three-day convention. You know, we, apart from academic competitions, you know, where we have speeches, we also do sports competitions as well. So we do football, basketball, table tennis, badminton. So this is one activity. So this basically, there's, because as I mentioned, that there's two subsections. So the 7 to 15-year-olds, they will have their own three-day convention, and the 15 to 40-year-olds, they will have their own three-day convention. Then apart from that, The youth organization has actually taken up an initiative. I believe it was four years ago. So this year we will be holding our fifth charity walk, and I believe it's going to be near towards September or October. So over the past 4 years, we've actually accumulated more than around 40,000 to 50,000 euros, and these are all for charity. So we've donated, you know, the donations that we got from the actual members themselves, and also we also went for charity collection around our areas. So we've donated that money to the Irish Cancer Society, CREO, the Tala Hospital, Tala Children's Hospital. So this is one actual initiative from the youth themselves for the charity walk as well. And apart from that, there's always some sort of program that they have, you know, it's whether to do with sports or whether to do with academia. They're always engaged in some sort of activities over the weekend. So these are just some activities at the moment that they are engaged in, and hopefully there will definitely be some other new initiatives over the coming months and coming years.
And tell me, Rabib, we've heard, you know, and you've told us very eloquently about how well they were received by the various organisations they visited. But the young people themselves, what did they get out of this?
Actually, this, we desire to instill the love of humanity within their hearts. But this is the main purpose why we actually go out and do these humanitarian services. Because at the end of the day, you know, we don't desire any sort of reward, or, you know, we don't desire that people should come and give back to us, but rather we want to give to society at large. And as I mentioned, obviously this is a teaching of Islam as well.
Sorry, Rabib, no, I think you may have taken me up wrong there. I didn't mean what did they get materially, but I'm thinking more of, you know, were they surprised by how well they were received? Maybe the emotional fulfillment that they got out of it.
Of course, definitely. It's very encouraging for them to see that there is this positive feedback when they go out and they extend this branch of affection and love to the various communities. So definitely it encourages them, and then obviously due to this encouragement, it makes them want to actually go out more and show even more love and affection for the other communities in the wider society. So actually, it's a very, if you put it in this way, it's a good way to instill goodwill and love of humanity within their hearts. So it's definitely very encouraging for them.
Well, there's an old phrase that anything like that you give freely, willingly, and without strings attached, you get it back tenfold. And Rabib, it has been a pleasure. I will ask you again, as I did the last time we spoke, excuse me, to please keep in contact with me. Let us know what's happening. And any time that you want a voice, you will have one here. I can assure you of that, my friend.
Thank you so much, Donnie. Thank you so much.
God bless you and have a good afternoon, sir. Thank you.
God bless you too. You have a good afternoon as well.
Bye-bye. Now, that is Rabib Mirza Iman from the Dublin Centre of the Muslim Association of Ireland. And it is nice to see young people taking an interest in their community and expressing their thanks for those who are endeavouring to keep that community ticking over.